time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Sitting up in the studio today, glass enclosed, got a house wren calling outside. Just to, again, watch this. Cloudy out, not raining yet, but it's going to be, but still, in my mind, a beautiful day because we're going to talk about total organics, a life of better health. I'm going to go into some of the foods, and I'll discuss some of the foods that I eat all the way through when we're filming with Joey B TV, how you can grow organics on your property, how you can have an organic lawn, an organic property, to the waters that you drink, all the way to co-ops. I'm going to talk about some of my times when I was the director of the Chili Pepper Research Lab. So let's get right into it today on how to eat organic, grow organic, live organic. Now, let's start with some of the foods. You know what? I'm going to mention a couple brands. No, I don't get any money for the brands. I'm going to tell you that me personally, I am a creature of habit. But I've also learned to become a consumer shopper. This is something my dad taught me. He says you need to know prices. And the three places that I primarily shop at are ShopRite, Trader Joe's, and Whole Foods. I used to do quite a bit at Whole Foods, but I found that the Trader Joe's, a little less expensive. Sorry out there, Whole Foods people. But just some of the things. Now, one of the things that I found in my diet, I happen to be we'll call it a bread-aholic, because at breakfast, at lunch, I eat bread. Well, one of the breads that I found, and it's at Trader Joe's, you can find it in ShopRite's and probably Whole Foods, is the brand is Ezekiel. And with that, it has a lower glycemic level. So it's not this big spike in sugar in your body that, I guess, regular bread would have, you know. So that, and at Trader Joe's, I also find the organic butter that's over there. I use their organic jelly. And if you're at ShopRite or those places, you can find Sorrel Ridge. Palaner even has one. I don't know if they're, or Sorrel Ridge is organic. Don't know that Palaner is. And at Trader Joe's, I also find the organic eggs over there. And this is just something for me. So I know I'm starting with foods and some of the foods that I eat. But I will, for some of you going, well, I don't want to listen to this guy's diet. Well, guess what? My diet will be based upon some of the things that I'm going to be talking about, what I grow or Inspector Dave grows in his organic garden where we film. Well, for lunch, I'm the organic salad guy. Arugula is my favorite lettuce by far. So in Inspector Dave's garden, we grow arugula over there. At my container-grown garden, and I'll talk about that, I happen to be a romaine lettuce guy over here, get to mix all of those. In my salad, I've always got organic carrots. And you know, it's funny, consumer shopping. You buy a bag of the baby carrots, organic or regular. They most times are the same price. So why wouldn't you buy organic? I do grow string beans, the bush beans, you know, because container growing very easy. Inspector Dave's also container grown, and organic chicken. Well, hey, guess what? It does cost a little bit more, but I always look at my own life. Am I worth it? Can I afford it? And you know, see, as you go along, you need to find out, can you afford things? And, you know, I'd say this. I wasn't totally organic, but as I made a little bit more money, not that I'm a wealthy man, but you know, you start to add a few more things into your diet. I am not totally organic, but I'd say I'm real close to it. I also happen to be a chickenaholic, love chicken. So it doesn't matter whether I am making it in a Southwest style, of which I love the Southwest, or Italian, because I grew up being a Goomba Italian boy. And one of the things I typically start my dinners with is a little salsa. Trader Joe's actually has a great organic one. And I was just visiting my folks, and there's a Wegmans by them. And we just, over the weekend, had some organic Wegmans, and that was out of this world as well. Had a real good taste of cilantro. Love the hummus that's over there as well. Well, I jar my own pepper. I can't talk. I got excited about this. I jar my own hot peppers. You see, here's the thing. You can grow things organically, jar them organically, so to speak, and then have them for months on end. And since I am a hot guy, meaning not that I'm good looking and all that, a hot guy, I just love hot peppers everywhere I go. I'll talk more about that. Now, there's many organic pastas that are out there. And believe it or not, a lot of vegetables you can find organically. They are inexpensive. I'll give you one example. One of the best vegetables to eat is broccoli at ShopRite. And they've got the organics. You know, check the farmers that are there. Because local farmers, if it's local, doesn't mean it has to be shipped as far. So the cost is much cheaper. Now, snack-wise, I am a walnut almond snack guy. They have cancer-fighting agents. Hey, do I realize that they're expensive? Yeah, but they have great fats and oils, cancer-fighting agents. It's funny that when I speak in different places, I'll say something and somebody will go, uh-huh. And then when Dr. Oz was very popular on television, he would always say a handful of walnuts and almonds a day, cancer-fighting. And I would say, well, Dr. Oz says, and people are like, their eyes pop out, like, well, if he said it, then it's important. Well, so I'm going to tell you right now that Dr. Oz said it. But so have I. Now, I happen to be an apple, bosk pear, strawberries. And by the way, they are so easy to grow. I have my own strawberry gardens front and back. And I am also a blueberry guy. So I always have one of these. You see, if you're buying, so to speak, what's in season. And the cool thing about organics is you can find things from also around the globe, and they may not be in season. Because most, when you buy most non-organic fruits and vegetables that are not in season, they're coming from a country where they spray a tremendous amount of pesticides. Believe it or not, they're still spraying DDT. Something that our country has outlawed spraying here, but they still let our country, they still let the companies make it here. How crazy is that? And you sometimes have to bring extra food. I mentioned snacks because my good buddy, Dr. Bob, you know, we grew up from kids hiking and fishing and backpacking and so on. Well, to this day, I've got to bring extra food, snacks and all this, because if we're out in a kayak, I know that Dr. Bob's kayak is magically going to be magnetically stuck to mine when I open my snacks up. So I bring a few extra there. Well, when we are filming, I always have a cooler and it's got a BPA-free container. See, and I'll talk more about BPA in a little bit. And I have chicken in a salad there because, hey, we're filming somewhere. And even when you're on the road, you can still have organic food. Important to think about, because some people say, well, we'll just stop for something. No, I bring my food. And you know what? Sometimes the film crew will be going, hey, let's go into this restaurant. I say, okay, good. I'll be out here hanging out in the shade somewhere, and I've got my own foods. And they sort of like look at me like, well, we can do that too. Yeah, yes. Yes, it is legal to bring your own food somewhere. Not into the restaurant, but your own food. Yes. Because I've got my own little equation there that food equals energy and enjoyment. That's my E squared equation. See that? Now, when we're filming, many times Inspector Dave is with me because he's the organic gardener on staff. And we film on organic farms. And you can just check that out at joeyb.tv, joeyb.tv. And I'm sure you always know that this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to ramseyoutdoor.com. Now, so we spoke about buying organic. So let's talk about growing organic. I am going to tell you right now, it is so easy to grow organic. Now, let's go to Inspector Dave's garden first, and I'll chat, and then I'll talk to you about my container growing here. Well, Inspector Dave, think about organics, and I'm just going to give you two things, and I've discussed these before. Well, if you're putting kelp on your garden or fish emulsion, actually both, throughout time, you're going to find that your plants are healthier, and if they're healthier, they can fight off disease. And what I learned from my chili pepper research with Jamie Lamson from Cross Country Nurseries is that insects actually see the color spectrums that we don't of unhealthy plants. And I'm talking specifically about chili peppers. And if your plant is healthy, the plants are not attacked. So, hey, you can actually have better, more productive plants by growing organically. And I'm going to let you know, in Inspector Dave's garden, he has the highest yield. I'm utterly amazing. Like, he'll say, and I'll just say, because in his plot, he might just have like three, let's see, I'm just trying to figure out, three eggplants, and he'll grow the baby eggplants. And people will go, well, why only three? Because he will literally get, I'm going to make up a number, 300-400 eggplants from three plants. So you say that growing organic, the yield is and simple, but really easy. It's inexpensive. And here's the crazy thing, and I'll talk to you about lawns in a second, but people that grow non-organically spend more money on all the things they put on versus growing organically. So you will actually save money, enjoy, healthy. You get so much. You get to share the bounty. And that's the neat thing about gardening, is you get to share the bounty with your neighbors, with your family. Maybe coworkers, you're bringing something in, you put a smile on their face, and then they realize that you didn't just bring them eggplant from the garden or tomatoes from the garden, you brought them organic from the garden. That is spectacular. Now, with all my travel, it's just easier for me to have container-grown plants, and I do this, and I actually have a local, I always look for a local high school student, someone in the area, pay him a couple bucks, as I'm traveling somewhere, we're filming somewhere, what I do is have them water up. I will do the organics in between. So if you happen, hey, think about this. I happen to have a beautiful home with a big old porch, gets lots of sun, so my containers are there. But you might just be that city dweller listening to this show, and you're going, well, can I? And the answer is yes. If you're doing fire escape gardening, you need to make sure that follows code, because there are some codes, some towns, you may not put anything out on a fire escape. So something for you to think about. Well, I grow, and again, I mentioned about chili pepper research. When I was the director of the Chili Pepper Research Lab, I would grow from the sweetest to the hottest chilies in the world. I grow this one little, it's actually the common name is Centennial. And the Centennial is this Chiltepins, tiny, tiny little guy. And I actually grow it, and you go, this tiny guy, but I get hundreds. I have a couple plants out there. I have hundreds of them, and I dry them and crush them for my red pepper seed. And people say, well, why don't you just eat them? Well, you can eat them the way they are. But the cool thing is, when you dry things and crush red pepper seed, you can control the amount of heat that you're putting inside the your food you're cooking. But I also, then I mentioned before, I jar some larger, and I'm just going to say, we'll call them jalapeno type. I've got one from Texas A&M this year, and it's growing actually superb right now. So I'll go back really I'm a note guy, and I just look down at my notes. And I'm going to tell you that if you crush your own red pepper seed, in the first year I did this, I used a blender, so you let it dry, you put it in the blender, and I'm going to let you know that it does not matter how many times you wash the blender. The oils, the capsaicin that's inside of there, it will never come out. So I actually have one blender that is only for crushed red pepper seed, unless you want something to taste hot. So for those of you that are doing margaritas or daiquiris or stuff like that, plan on a spicy one if you use that blender. I just simply don't. Now, it is so easy to be organically, and I'm babbling there a little bit. How about an organic lawn? How about an organic flower garden? So on my property, lawn is organic. I have beautiful perennial gardens, front, back, nice size property. And it's a healthier life. It's a healthier life, not only for you, but for children, for pets. And as I travel, you might be driving in some town and you see the little flags that landscapers put on their lawns that they are spraying chemical on. And that includes the fertilizers that are going on as well. And the flags will be there, and you'll see kids running on the lawn. And I'm saying all across America. You will see pets on the lawn. Well, you've now just added some cancerous material into children or pets. By me, my standards, not acceptable. So, we've got, and actually I did a podcast one time, one of my shows, the episodes was with Inspector Dave on organic lawn care. You can listen to that one. I've done a few on flower gardens, so you might want to listen to that. And I talk about all the organics. Now, Inspector Dave lives down the road. I look at the house next to him. Friend who lives there is Dom. And he actually has a landscaper come in, does his property. You know, so he's spraying chemical and all that. And then Inspector Dave. And I look at their lawns. And I look at their lawns later in the year in August when it's really hot, so you have the drier part of the season. And you'll look at the chemical lawn that Dom has, and it's browning up and all this. And you look at Inspector Dave's, organically grown. It's as green and lush as could be. And Dom probably spends, with a landscaper, not just the cutting, but all the chemicals, probably spends 5-10 times the amount that Inspector Dave spends and does not get a quality lawn. So guess what? Being organic will make your property look nicer as well. My perennial flower gardens, all organic. It is amazing the amount of butterflies I get, birds. My purple coneflower just came out, so you've got goldfinches galore all over them. You'll probably see, again, you can always tweet me at Joey B Outdoors, J-O-E-I-B-E Outdoors, but I'm on Tumblr, Twitter, Flickr, all these different places, Facebook, fan pages, all these different things, and you can see some of my photos, and I will be putting up a couple photos with the goldfinches, male, bright yellow with the purple coneflower, which, by the way, if you don't know, purple coneflower, the root of it is echinacea. For those that you take organics, and the Native Americans used to use echinacea for, and people still do, to ward off colds, or when they're getting a cold, they'll step up their intake of organics, and echinacea is actually there. And with my perennial flower gardens, there are a tremendous amount of bees, and bees are very important, obviously, for pollination. But because of all the pesticides, we are seeing a huge decline of bees in our country. So we need to become more aware of that and more organic. Now let's change our mind to water. And I'm going to talk to you about types of water and types of containers. And right away, people are going to go, what do you mean? We're going to have a discussion about what water I'm supposed to drink? And the answer is yes. So let's first go to well water. Well, I guess that well water. Well, you know, well water, you need to make sure that it is tested regularly. You know, if you live near farms and the farms are not organic and they're spraying chemical, does it percolate? That means go down. Does that get into the groundwater? So you need to make sure that happens. Now, I'm going to give you an example of hometown where I grew up. In the town I grew up, they built a well for the town people near the, no pun intended, near the center of town, town hall and all that. And I'm telling you, there were people showing up 24/7. I mean, you can go at 2 o'clock in the morning, and there were people filling up water. It was like the fountain of youth. Well, as they began to test it, well, all of a sudden they found out that there was a chemical in there from dry cleaners. And dry cleaners use some of the most harmful chemicals known. So for those of you that are not using, and there are organic dry cleaners, all the shirts and pants I wear that we film in, I bring them off to my organic dry cleaners. Probably cost, and not much more, but I'd rather pay a few cents more, because if you're not, the chemical that's on the shirt is on your body. So we need to be aware of that. Well, that chemical that got into the town well, it was a cancerous chemical. So our government shuts it down and then comes up with a filter that they put on it, and they say, well, it's only a little bit that you're going to get, parts per billion. Well, my saying in life is a little bit and a little bit and a little bit equals a lot of bit. So you have to be careful of whatever you're putting into your system. If you're getting a little bit and it's every day, let's say it's sodium nitrate with meats and things like that, and you're going with lunch meats and breakfast meats, and well, then you're getting a lot of it. So you need to be careful. So that well that is now open to the public again and has been for years, people will still go there, not 24/7, but they go there and they're filling up, but they're getting some of that chemical. So you need to be careful of that. So let's go to springs. Well, springs, where do they come with? Where do they come from? And in theory, they should be pure. Well, the springs, once again, it's groundwater. Let's find out what was getting into the ground. And if it's being bottled somewhere near, you know, where farmers are, then you need to make sure that what's going into it. So that's got to be tested as well. And we'll talk about the bottles it gets put into in a little bit. Now, if you happen to live in a city and you're getting water from a reservoir. Well, the things we need to know. Reservoirs, and I'll give you an example. There is probably about 10 reservoirs that will receive water. I happen to live in a suburb that is getting, you know, the reservoir is delivering water to 10 different towns. I happen to be in the middle of the road. Well, they still need to make sure that there's enough chlorine in the pipes, because that's the only thing that could prevent all the algal growth and all that in the pipes, on the very last run, the last town. So that means in my town, there's more chlorine in the water, but chlorine is put in as a gas. So if it's put in as a gas, all you need to do is to let it sit, and I'll talk to you about how we do that in a little bit, but let it sit, it will dissipate out, it'll come out, and you're good. Well, there's also naturally occurring gases in the ground, and one of them happens to be methane gas. It doesn't happen all over, but methane gas, that's the gas that's, you know, seeping out of the ground, and it's naturally occurring. Well, sometimes as the methane gas gets into the pipes, the chlorine and the methane, there is a chemical reaction, and now you get a gas called trihalomethanes, which is not good for you. So what I've come up with this, I use the Pure filter. A lot of my family members use the Brita filter. And I'm talking about the pitcher that you put in your refrigerator. And my buddy Scott, and Scott is a biologist, used to work for one of the reservoirs. And he and I having this discussion, me the environmental scientist, him the biologist, and having this discussion, and we figured out that if you put it in one of those filters, and not to filter it, because when it leaves the reservoir, once again, in theory, it should be coming out pure. But if you leave the lip of the pitcher up, well, the gases will then escape. Yeah, anybody, it would be in your refrigerator, but they would escape. So when you pour it out, you should be pouring out pure water. So that's important that you know that. So let's go to bottled water. Now, with bottled water, when you purchase this water, there are the plastics. There is a chemical in that plastic called xenoestrogen. It is a cancerous material. The government knows this, and what happens is when the bottles, because let's just play the make-believe you're the Joey B bottling company, whatever you are, and you're bottling water, and you're bottling the water by the hundreds of thousands per day because you're one of these large companies. Well, you're not selling it on the same day, so you're storing it in warehouses. And as the warehouses heat up and the plastic bottle heats up, the xenoestrogen is then, I don't want to say leached in, but is brought into the water. And the government knows this, and they know it's in there. So I'm going to tell you that you need to find a BPA-free water bottle, because obviously it wouldn't be made of the plastic that has the xenoestrogens. And you need to also find, I was talking about my lunch, BPA food containers. And BPA is also a cancerous material. Isn't it amazing that we still have some BPA products that children use? We have BPA lined. You know, you buy a can of beans. Sometimes you have to read. It could be an organic bean inside a can that is that has BPA in the lining. So, and we're starting to get better with it, but you just need to keep reading. And you didn't think you're going to have to make decisions about water. You didn't think you're going to have to make decisions about containers. Well, guess what? That is part of living that organic life. You want a better life, you know, better health. Well, I'm also going to tell you that you should, easy to find online, visit your local organic farmer. Learn who he is. Hey, get to know him, get to know his name. There are many of them in the U.S., and they are growing each day. They love the visits. They love to share their knowledge and their food. You can buy foods from them. There are co-ops. One of my nieces is in a co-op. And the funny thing about the co-op, which I think is, obviously you're getting seasonal foods, and as you get seasonal foods, they also get seasonal recipes, because all of a sudden the organic farmer has rutabagas, and they are ripe, and they're in your co-op and you're getting them. Well, what are you doing with them? Well, let's get some rutabaga. And again, you can always go online and know that, but they actually give you recipes that go along with it. And I think that's really neat. And those are some of the cool challenges, because once again, I am a creature of habit in what I eat, and you get challenges for new recipes. So I'm going to let you know that it is so easy to live organic, buy organic, cost a little bit more money, grow organic, stay organic with your lawns and your flower gardens. And when I am sitting by my fire outside, because we have a beautiful fire pit outside, it is the end to a perfect day, food, beverages, family, friends, in an organic atmosphere with some great people. That's what life is all about. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.
Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure.
That was awesome.